At birth, Stuart could have been sent by first-class mail for 3 cents. But his parents preferred to keep him rather than send him away. And when at the age of a month he had gained only a third of an ounce, his mother was so worried she sent for the doctor. The doctor was delighted with Stuart and said that it was very unusual for an American family to have a mouse. He took Stuart's temperature and found that it was 98.6, which is normal for a mouse. He also examined Stuart's chest and heart and looked into his ears solemnly with a flashlight. Not every doctor can look into a mouse's ear without laughing. Everything seemed to be all right, and Mrs. Little was pleased to get such a good report. "Feed him up," said the doctor cheerfully as he left. The home of the Little family was a pleasant place near a park in New York City. In the mornings, the sun streamed in through the east windows, and all the Littles were up early as a general rule. Stuart was a great help to his parents and to his older brother George because of his small size and because he could do things that a mouse can do and was agreeable about doing them.